up and welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. In light of both Lakers and Suns getting bounced ugly from the playoffs and all sorts of just drama, LeBron is non-committal on returning to the Lakers. Kevin Durant doesn't like the way Frank Vogel used him, and the Suns just were not built very well this year, so who knows what their plans are for the future. In light of all that, we're going to entertain the idea that both of them may be interested in coming to the Golden State Warriors, teaming up with the Splash Bros, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr. Let's just explore that thought, just because it's fun, just because I like fantasy sports, and yeah, we can make a big move here. And because the Warriors need to make a huge splash move, so yes, I know it would be very difficult to orchestrate either trade, but maybe somebody wants to come bad enough where they're doing a trade demand, or they're just finding a way to get to Golden State. Again, not that likely, but we're going to entertain it. Well, here's what I think is going to happen, actually, is that entering the summer, we all know the boys are heading off to Paris, playing in the Olympics. Steve Kerr's the coach. Steph Curry's going to put on his best smile and recruiting pitch. Hey, LeBron, let's just team up. You know, we're the two guys of our generation. You need one more title just to potentially put you ahead in the GOAT conversation, ahead of Michael Jordan in some people's eyes. Yes, no, or no, you're not going to get six like MJ had, but you get five and you have a chance in some people's eyes to pass MJ. That's your pitch to him. Hey, Kevin Durant. Yo, bro, come on back. Golden State, all is forgiven. We all still love you, most of us. Win another championship with us, and that we have a case as potentially the best team in history in the NBA. We won together. We separated. Sure, we won without you. We'll leave that out of the pitch, but I'm just throwing that in there. But then you came back, and we showed that we were still the class of the NBA. We could still win with everyone up in their upper 30s. And we're still the best team in the NBA 6-7 years later. That would have an argument, especially in the modern day, as the best core dynasty of all time. So come on back. Let's make it happen. Wow, there was something very appealing to both of KD and LeBron. They're going to go win gold in Paris. Then they're going to be on the phones and they're going to be saying, hey, Mike Dunleavy, we really want to come play with Steph and the Warriors. How do we make this happen? And Mike Dunleavy's just going to be like, oh, hold on, KD. I have LeBron on the other line. Oh, man, you guys, I'm going to have to call you back. Then we're going to have a conversation. Mike Dunleavy's going to call me, and we're going to listen to this podcast and say, who do we want more? Because both KD and LeBron want to come. Who do we want? Okay, so that's painting the picture. When that happens, let's look at what the trade offers are going to have to be, right? So Wiggins is going to have to be included for his salary. Jonathan Kuminga is going to have to be included because he's like the only player of any value that the Warriors have. That's the deal that's the piece that gets the deal started. And then from there, you can adjust, right? So Kevin Durant is going to command a little bit more. He's younger. The Suns don't have to move him. He's under contract. And they've said that they're reluctant to blow it up. The Lakers and LeBron have a little less leverage. LeBron could just leave in free agency. I don't think he would just leave them high and dry, but they have less leverage. So he's 40 years old. So he should cost less in a trade. It might be a sign-in trade. I don't know exactly the mechanisms. It would be tough to make either happen, but if they want to make it happen, if KD says, I demand to be traded to the Warriors, here's kind of where it starts. So the Warriors would also, in addition to Wiggins, Kuminga, probably have to include another young player, either Moody, which I hate because he's the only other potential two-way wing that could shoot and kind of play defense good enough. Losing him would mean we're losing all three of our best two-way wings in Wiggins, Kuminga, Moody. It'd be hard to replace. Brandon Podziemski, I almost hate that even more. He's a connector. He, in an offense, or on a team that gets a Durant, he would basically be the Iguodala connector that we need just to kind of keep the ball moving. And he'd be that second ball handler that we're going to really need with Chris Paul leaving, backup point guard, playmaker. Or it's TJD, which he's our best center right now. And, you know, he's a better fit for the Warriors than he would be anywhere else. I really don't want to lose him either. And then we also have three potential first round picks we can move. I say just spend all the picks that we have to try to hold on to the players unless you're going to try to lure some veterans to come and join this potential super team. Okay, so those are the mechanisms. We're going to call it Wiggins, JK, and three picks. I'm not even going to throw a player in there. Okay, now let's take a look at what each KD and LeBron bring, and we're going to kind of compare skill by skill and also in terms of importance of what the Warriors need most. So, scoring. Obviously, the Warriors need a second scorer or a 1A, 1B scorer with Steph. Scoring, I mean, LeBron James is the all-time career scoring leader. It's hard to argue with that, except I think most of us would agree that Kevin Durant, and we're taking Steph out of this, Kevin Durant might be the best pure scorer that we've ever seen. Won multiple scoring titles, can score in his sleep, he can shoot, he can get to the hoop. He's literally as unguardable and unstoppable as it gets. In general, it's pretty much a push. They're both, I guess LeBron, I'd say he's more like a 27-point scorer at this point. Durant, more like a 28-point scorer. Slight edge, Durant can score in more ways than LeBron can, slightly. Playmaking, that's probably out of this, whoever the Warriors are going to acquire as a sidekick to Steph, they have to be able to ball handle and play make for others. This is the biggest difference between LeBron and Kevin Durant. While Durant is, he's fine. He can, you know, get a double team, pass out of it. He averages just over 5 assists per game for his career. But he's no LeBron James, because despite LeBron being the all-time leading scorer for his career, he's an even better passer and playmaker than he is as a scorer. LeBron, 7.5 assists, I believe, for his career. And, you know, he really just, when he has the ball, he just creates so much more space, because you have to command at least 1.5 to sometimes 2 defenders to stopping him. That opens up shooters. The Warriors, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson will have so much more room to operate off ball with LeBron kind of controlling the offense and running through LeBron. And while Kevin Durant gives you playmaking as more of a floor spacer, right? He's more of a shooter. He'll give you some more spacing, and that's playmaking in itself, because now when Steph's on ball, it gives him more space to work and attack the hoop. But that being said, big edge in playmaking ability for LeBron. The way I think of LeBron is he's basically what Iguodala was for the Warriors, except at about 15 points in scoring to that. And at this point in his career, LeBron is a good shooter and gives you that spacing as well. So for everything great that Iguodala did for the Warriors, LeBron can do that. Plus, he can score. All right. Number 3, defending, right? So with the absence of all the players, Wiggins, Kuminga, that we're going to have to get rid of, we are sorely, sorely missing a point of attack defender, on-ball perimeter defender. Both LeBron and KD have been that in the past. Kevin Durant is going to be a better on-ball defender. I think LeBron's a little better off-ball, you know, the blocks, the weak side help. Kevin Durant, a little longer, a little younger as well, gives you bit more on-ball defense, and he would be the primary point of attack defender. I think it's too much to ask LeBron to do that on a nightly basis. Think about when you're closing 5, you know, it's Steph, it's Klay, it's LeBron, it's Dre, and then whoever else you want to call it. LeBron would have to be the point of attack defender. There's just no one else that can do it. Klay and Steph can't do it. That's where Durant would be a little bit better. And that's a very valuable trait. I know we still have Gary Payton too, the second, still there as a point of attack defender as a sub, but in the closing and starting lineups, that's where Kevin Durant offers much more value than LeBron, in my opinion. LeBron's no slouch. I just think energy-wise and aggressiveness, just Durant being younger and longer gives you more there. Rebounding, well, the Warriors don't really need, you can always need rebounding, but the Warriors were, that was one of our strengths last year. Rebounding, it's pretty much a wash. They both average just about 7 rebounds a game, slightly over. So we'll call rebounding a wash. And then just availability in general. Kevin Durant's younger, a little less injuries, although he had the Achilles. In the past 3 years, so we'll go back 3 years ago, both Durant and LeBron played 55 and 56 games respectively. 2 years ago, Durant played 47 games. LeBron played 55. last year, Durant played 75 games and LeBron played 71. So they were available last year. I don't know what that means going forward. I would tend to believe that Durant's going to be a little more available, just being younger and a little more spry. So now I want to take a little bit of a look at how KD and LeBron fit the Warriors. And, well, we know what KD looks like on the Warriors with the basic core here. He's a great fit. He fits defensively as that wing. He fits offensively as a late shot clock scorer. But let's start with how he complements Steph. I think we know he's a great and almost perfect complement for Steph. He can just take on the lead as a scorer. He can just take some of the usage off of Steph just by getting easy buckets. You know, he's just easy money as Durant. You can just dump it down to him. He can go get you a bucket. He can get you one late in the shot clock. He can still pass out of it. I think he's the perfect complement for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. He provides that spacing. You have three just of the best shooters of all time in the same lineup. Gives someone who like a Pajemski, whoever else your ball handlers are, gives them tons of room to operate because you just have shooters you have to guard 35, 40 feet and in, three of them at the same time. So he's a great fit in that sense. As it pertains to how they affect Steph Curry, I think LeBron, he doesn't complement Steph as well as KD, but he elevates Steph better than KD. Because of that playmaking ability, because he can be the primary ball handler and Steph can run around off screens, off ball, and LeBron will find him, just like Draymond Green does, right? I see LeBron James very similar to like Draymond and Iguodala as passers, as connectors for Steph and for Klay for that matter. They really elevate shooters. It's one of the things LeBron does best is you surround him with shooters and somebody's going to get an open three somehow. And if that's Steph Curry, that is a winning recipe. So it's nice that LeBron would be able to take on the ball handling duties and basically create space as the ball handler. And then Kevin Durant on the other side creates space when he's off ball as a shooter. So it's kind of different spacing concepts, but they obviously both have a gravity to that. So the other things, so kind of look at what like the bread and butter offenses will be with Durant and with LeBron. I think obviously we know Kevin Durant, we know what the offense looks like. It's one of the best offenses of all time. The bread and butters outside of just Steph and Draymond together is KD and Steph in the inverted pick and roll, right? That was, if you remember, one of the best offenses where KD is the primary ball handler and Steph's setting him screens. And now you're just basically picking your poison as the defenders. You switch. You can't trap either one of them. You can't trap Durant because then Steph gets an open three. Very nasty. And basically Durant gets a head of steam downhill where he's unstoppable at that point. Also unstoppable for Kevin Durant is just Kevin Durant isolation. That's a good play. Just give the ball to Kevin Durant, get out of the way. You know, he'll score 54, 55% of the time. That's a good offense. For LeBron, I like him out of the post, right? So you call him your point forward where he's getting the ball down low. He's looking for shooters or he can just score out of the post. We see similar like the Warriors split action where you're getting the ball into the post and then you have shooters and cutters and everyone's just kind of screening for each other. A lot of different options off of that. Very successful offense, the Warriors. I think they do it the best and it's just been a very winning recipe throughout the years. LeBron with Steph, you can invert that. It would probably work pretty similar to when Kevin Durant does it. LeBron doesn't give you as much of a pull-up game as Durant, so it wouldn't be quite as effective. But what I would be very interested to see is the LeBron James, Draymond Green pick and roll with LeBron as the primary ball handler. If they decide to trap LeBron, now you kick it to Draymond and you have Draymond playing 4-on-3 with Klay Thompson for 3 on one side, Steph Curry on the other side for 3. And you're basically, you can't leave either one of them. So you're basically just playing 2-on-1 on the other side with the lob threat. That would be a very good offense. And you could have to put LeBron in the Draymond role setting the screen because he's going to be as good a passer kind of coming off in that 4-on-3 situation. And then obviously the difference between LeBron and Dray in that situation is LeBron can just go all the way to the hoop and score, whereas Draymond, that's not always his bread and butter. So no matter how you splice it, very, very strong offenses. The geometry is advantage Warriors in every single one of the situations. We know what it looks like with Kevin Durant. I can only imagine how awesome it could look with LeBron. And, you know, sometimes that curiosity is worth chasing because of the upside that it carries. Okay, so before we get too carried away, let's look at the holes that the Warriors would continue to have if they made a big blockbuster trade like this and essentially got rid of almost all their wings aside from the one that they bring in. So, number one, the Warriors would be really struggling for a point of attack defender. I mean, immediately, Gary Payton II is really the only like good on-ball defender that I can think of on the roster. Pajemski's okay, but he's small. I mean, Payton's smaller, but he plays huge. So him and I guess Draymond, you could put Draymond at point of attack and LeBron in behind him or TJD behind them. Either way, there's a missing point of attack defender. The team would also need to go out and get a stretch center because when you have that much gravity in your stars, you need as much shooting as possible, especially if you can provide a shooting center. And then you just need wing depth, right? You need athleticism, you need depth because everyone's old and you just don't know how many minutes are going to be played and who's going to be available. So you got to find wings, you got to find shooters, you got to find defenders, you got to find big. There's a lot of holes to still fill. Put together a super team like this, you might get some on the veterans minimum that join you, but it's not a guarantee. So if it all stands as the roster is what it is, there are huge holes. So yes, I still would make this trade, but you got to get to work done, Levy, after it. All right. So with all that being said, my verdict, drum roll. Whereas last podcast, I initially said I thought I would like LeBron ahead of KD, because of his playmaking, because of the connectedness of the offense, because it's LeBron James. I go KD here for a couple reasons. One reason is if you get LeBron, I just don't know if you can attract enough other players, shooters, and just all the holes that we just talked about. I don't know if you can surround him with enough shooters to maximize his value. We know LeBron James is at his best when he's surrounded with shooters. And yes, there's the two Splash Brothers. Outside of that, there's not a lot of catch and shoot options. And without that, it looks like the Lakers from this past year, a little bit different, but it's a team that doesn't have enough shooters is my point. So if you can guarantee that you can keep Moody and go get another couple of 3-and-D guys, then maybe I would go LeBron. But the other issues are, I think KD offers you more defensively on ball, which is where we need help. We don't need as much of that weak side help. We have Draymond Green that could be that. LeBron's great at that. But again, if you have Draymond, I'd rather have somebody that can be point of attack, perimeter defender there. Also with KD, I like the spacing better. I know we talked about it being different types of spacing, whereas LeBron's on ball. I just think KD being on the floor and you have three of the best shooters of all time on the floor together, it just gives Steph more room to operate on ball. I'd rather have Steph on ball. As great as he is off ball, and people, we say he's at his most dangerous off ball, I just rather have him have the ball and he can do whatever he wants. When he has space, he's as unguardable as Kevin Durant. And then lastly, just Kevin Durant is younger, a little more available, a little more athletic and spry at this point, although LeBron. And we just already know what the Warriors look like with KD. It'd be more seamless. It's a fit and it's a winning combination and formula. So for all those reasons, my verdict is let's go get Kevin Durant. Let's get it done. Figure it out. Let's go win a championship with Durant. And then now that conversation is, oh, wow, if Kevin Durant never left, would this team have had 6-7 championships? And you just don't know, but you can argue that it is the best team of all time, potentially. All right, that was fun, guys. Let's hope that this all comes to fruition and we have our choice. But have fun with it. We'll see how the next few rounds go. There may be more players available. You might have a guy like a Joel Embiid come out. You might have a Giannis. You might have all sorts of guys that are disgruntled. We're already seeing it. You get knocked out and everyone speculates you're going to the Warriors. Let's make it happen, guys. All right, guys. Everyone have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in. I have been your host, Chris Chin. And until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.